The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The number of first-class honours degrees awarded by our universities has been climbing. Back in 2015, only 16% of students got a first, and that represents about one in six of the student cohort. But by 2020, 28%, more than a quarter of people were achieving a first. So the inflation in grades has been quite dramatic. But now we're told it has stalled and perhaps is falling. To talk about all of this, the impact it'll have on students and on academia in general, we're joined by education journalist John Walsh. John, good morning.
Good morning, Pat. Good to talk to you.
Good to talk to you again. I haven't talked to you for quite a while. Tell us this, John. Why did that inflation happen?
Well, Pat, you mentioned the figure for a decade ago. In fact, if you go back a bit further to when you and I were in college, it's a bit further back, all the institutions were very stingy with their first-class degrees. I think that the percentage who got first-class degrees could be counted on the fingers of one hand. But it has increased very dramatically over the past decade, but it was building up slowly before that. It went up particularly high during the COVID years. And I think there was a COVID, if I may use the expression, bounce, which meant that over a quarter of all graduates had first-class.
Why were the institutions awarding all these firsts if they were not merited? Or was the grading system so changed that if you got it, you got it, irrespective of the suspicions of your tutors that you didn't deserve it?
Well, there was a belief that we were, as I said, far too stingy, and also that students were better prepared. I mean, they know how to game the Leaving Cert system, and they learned how to game the higher education system in terms of doing well in exams. I think the exams became friendlier as well. There were more open book exams, which helped students, some students in particular. And there was pressure from students and from parents for a better tranche of first class and 2-1 degrees. There's pressure internationally because we are competing with other institutions abroad, and they were guilty, if you want, our praise for increasing the number of...
Okay, just to parse that, it means that you have an Irish graduate heading off to compete in the jobs market internationally, and he or she, they say, well, I have a 2-1 from Trinity College or a 2-1 from University of Galway, whatever it might be, and their competition from other universities around the UK or whatever, they all have firsts, even though academically they might be similar.
Exactly. It also meant that for the universities themselves weren't getting students to applying for master's degrees or doctorates. They were at a disadvantage if they came with a third-class honours degree or an ordinary-level degree. We're doing away with ordinary-level degrees now. So everybody gets honours, which is quite a change from what it was. But it makes it difficult for employers to differentiate between the very good and the really excellent candidates for jobs.
And equally, those very scarce master's places and PhD places, if everyone approaching and looking for those courses has a first and you've only a limited number of places available, how do you sort out who gets what?
Oh, exactly. And they have to rely on other methods of assessment. But the Quality and Qualifications Ireland, which is the state's education standards watchdog, has been looking at this and has expressed some concern over this whole inflation in recent years. There have been discussions with individual universities on rethinking assessment. And that's partly driven, of course, by the advent of AI. We can expect what will be a fascinating report from QQI sometime next year on how to deal with the new change reality in our higher education system.
Yeah. Now, when you look at some of the individual figures which are available in this report, which I saw written by Carl O'Brien in the Irish Times, the IADT in Dunleary, 41% of students got a first. Two in every five got a first.
Yeah, that pattern has been there for quite some time, actually. In fact, the IADT is a very interesting institution. It does attract a particularly high percentage of students with very good grades and the leaving certificate. It also seems to attract the highest number, or nearly the highest number of students from fee-paying schools to get the grades.
But there's another element to it, the nature of the courses that they have there, the creative courses and so on. You know, it's likely that if you have an aptitude for this kind of creative course, you're going to do very well because you are a square peg in a square hole.
Indeed, yes, yeah. And it attracts a particular type of student who wants to follow a particular type of career. It's a specialised institution and the students know what they're going to get when they go
now,
there.
Now, UCD and Trinity and TU Dublin and University of Galway, all knocking around the 22, 23% mark, which seemed to be fairly typical. But hardest to get a degree, first, Mary Immaculate College in Limerick, 17%. The National College of Ireland, 15.9%. Dundalk Institute of Technology, 18.4%. Maynooth, 18.9%. So the kids going there, they come out with less prospect of getting a first, and they're still competing in the same markets for jobs and academic opportunities.
Yeah, but the Mary Immaculate students are going on for teacher training, particularly primary teacher training. So they're guaranteed jobs at the moment.
So does it matter what they get?
Such as the shortage of primary school teachers. I think they'd be less worried about going out from Mary I with a 2-1 or even a third class degree than other institutions. Dundalk Institute of Technology has a good track record in terms of placing people in employment in the locality and also nationally. Similarly, Maynooth. So I wouldn't worry too much about that, Pat. I mean, because employers are now looking for other attributes as well as the grade that they're getting to decide who gets a job.
So this fall, there has been a slight fall in the last year in terms of the firsts awarded. Yeah. Do we know whether that's the colleges themselves tightening up or some external force?
It is, and it's as partly as a result of the concerns that were raised. I mean, the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, was criticised over grade inflation, the leaving certificate. So last August, she had a remark about the Irish universities having the same problem with grade inflation. And I think they took that on board. They also took on board what the QQI is saying about the grade inflation. So they are pulling back a bit. Now, there's no doubt that everybody was very generous to students and graduates during the COVID era. They felt that they should get rewarded for the efforts, very considerable efforts that they made. But I think we were being a bit over generous. So I think this slight retreat is no harm at all.
And another figure that's emerged that in terms of the gender gap in education, females now account for 55% of students and therefore males 45%. So that's quite a considerable gap now in favour of the females.
Yeah, it has been increasing. I mean, females always went to higher education in greater numbers than males, but it has been increasing somewhat. It's interesting as well, Pat, in the greater Dublin area, I mean, I think the Dunleary Rathdown constituency has the highest proportion of graduates in the country. Almost two-thirds of the 25 to 64-year-olds have degrees. You'd be hard-pressed to find somebody who doesn't have a degree in Dunleary Rathdown.
John Walsh, education journalist. John, thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.